Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman stalks the mysterious forces which hold Freeville in its evil clutches, events fraught with great danger move thick and fast against him.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, if you were the only fellow or girl in the world who was collecting those comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep, well, it wouldn't be half as much fun. What makes it exciting is that so many of your friends are collecting them too, you know, so you can compare notes and you can even trade duplicates. And it really means something when you wear all your comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dresser cap for everybody to see how many you've collected. Yes, sir, there's a real thrill in adding any one of those 18 different Pep comic buttons to your collection. Brenda Starr, or Goofy, or Beezy, or Superman, and all the rest. So remind Mom to get you plenty of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these new comic buttons. You don't send it any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exciting prize every time you open a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. There's good eating, too, because these are the whole wheat flakes with a sunny golden toasted flavor. What's more, Mom's glad to see you polish off your breakfast bowl of Kellogg's Pep, because Pep gives you energy vitamin B1, plus good old sunshine vitamin D. That's extra important these wintry days when the sun's rays aren't quite so strong. So ask Mom to get P-E-P, the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now the adventures of Superman. A prolonged dry spell in the area of Freeville, where 300 war veteran farmers face ruin, brought Lois Lane and then Clark Kent, reporters for the Metropolis Daily Planet, to the scene. And at once, things began to happen. First, unknown men warned Lois to leave Freeville at once or forfeit her life. Then Kent, who, as we know, is Superman, received a similar warning. Finally, old Abner Sykes, the local telegrapher, narrowly escaped death as he was about to reveal what he knew to the reporters. Returning to their hotel after learning that Sykes was all right, Kent had just said goodnight to Lois. And as she opened the door of her room and started to step inside, he suddenly lunged toward her, shouting a warning.
Look out, Lois!
Just as the explosion shattered the stillness, Clark Kent, whose X-ray vision had enabled him to see the danger to Lois a split second before, leaped forward with the speed of light and shielded the girl reporter from the searing flash with his own body. As we continue now, shaken but unhurt, Lois stares in wide-eyed astonishment at her wrecked hotel room. Listen.
Good heavens. What happened, Clark?
Plenty. A booby trap just missed getting you, Lois.
A booby trap?
Yes, a charge of dynamite was set in a can on the floor of your room here.
Good heavens.
And a wire running from the can was attached to the doorknob.
What?
When you opened the door, you set off the charge.
Good gracious, I might have been killed.
Exactly what was intended by whoever set this little trap.
But who set it?
Undoubtedly, the same men who warned you to leave Freeville and tried to finish old Abner Sykes tonight were behind this.
Why, of course, it must have been.
Sure.
But what's it all about, Clark? What is going on in this town?
I don't know yet, but believe me, I'm going to find out. Uh-oh, we're getting company.
Oh, Miss Lane! Mr. Kent! What happened?
Mr. Keeley, you're the manager of this hotel, aren't you?
That's right, but what happened?
Will you come in here, please? I want to talk to you.
Oh, yes,
stand
yes,
back,
of course.
Everybody.
Oh, good gracious, look at this room.
Pretty, isn't it?
Look here, Mr. Keeley.
Miss Lane, are you all right?
Yes, saved by a miracle. Look, what kind of a place is
Wait
this
a minute,
anyway?
Moment. Let me handle this, please.
My word, Mr. Kent, the whole back of your suit coat is gone.
It is?
Yes, and your shirt is blackened.
Really?
Oh, Clark, you must have been burned when you shielded me from the bomb.
Bomb?
Why, you saved my life, but you were caught by the explosion.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, never mind that now, Lois. You see, I'm okay, and...
But I don't understand.
Stop wasting time. Remember, Lois, somebody is using us for clay pigeons around here, and we've got to put a stop to it.
Yes,
now, look,
you're...
Would somebody please tell me what happened here?
That's what we want you to tell us, Mr. Keeler.
Well, how can I tell
you? Is it the custom to furnish a bomb with each room in your hotel?
Why, How absurd, Mr. Kent. I can't believe there was a bomb.
Oh, you can't. No? Well, that explosion you heard wasn't me cracking my bubble gum, Mr. Keeler.
Well, no, of course not.
It was a bomb, all right, and it was meant to do away with Miss Lane.
Jumping Jehoshaphat. Now, who would do a thing like that?
Well,
we thought you might have some ideas on that subject.
I?
Yes. The bomb didn't walk in here by itself, you know. Somebody obviously brought it in.
Well, yes, of course, but I have no idea who did it.
You haven't, eh?
Well, certainly not. I think I'll call Sheriff Cleary at once. Perhaps he can find it. Oh, I forgot. The sheriff's out of town.
Is the sheriff the whole police force around here?
Why, yes, he is, Miss Lane. After all, Freeville's a small place, you know.
We'll have to get along without the sheriff, then. I think you can help us, Mr. Keeler, if you want to.
Oh, naturally, I'll be happy to do anything I can to help clear up this terrible thing, Mr. Kent.
All right. Tell me this.
Yes?
What's behind the ill feeling between the local natives and politicians and the war veterans who've taken homesteads on the reclaimed land in this county?
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, here we go again, Clark.
Yes, you're as bad as the others around here, Keeler.
Well, now look here.
All right, we'll handle this our own way. We can't do anything until morning, and you need sleep, Lois.
Yes, but I can't sleep in what's left of this mess.
Well, I can't tell you how much I regret this inconvenience to you, but there's a vacant room across the hall, and you can have that, Miss Lane.
All right, I'll take it.
Oh, very good. Follow me, please.
Seeing Lois Lane safely to another room, Kent returns to his own room, where he spends the night in a watchful vigil. But the little hotel is quiet, and so is Freeville. At 7:30 the next morning, Kent raps on Lois's door to awaken her. Then, after a hearty breakfast, the two reporters hurry to the small local hospital where the night before they had left Abner Sykes, the old telegrapher.
I'd like to see Mr. Abner Sykes, please.
He's not here.
What?
He isn't. He left the hospital about an hour ago.
Oh, no.
You know where he went?
Back to his telegraph office, I guess. Doctor said there was nothing wrong with him.
I see. All right, thanks very much. Come on, Lois.
You're looking for old Abner, eh?
That's right. They told us at the hospital that
Abner ain't around.
We can see that, but what
can
we want...
Can you tell us where to find him?
Well, I don't know as you can, mister.
Why?
He went off on a little vacation, you see.
What? Vacation?
That's right. He got me out of bed about an hour ago, said he was plumb wore out, needed a little vacation.
Oh.
And told me he'd take over the office while he was gone.
Oh, Clark.
See, I spell him once in a while, holidays and so. Name's Lem Hawkins.
Well, did he happen to say where he was going for his vacation, Lem?
No, sir, he didn't.
What'll we do, Clark? Mr. Sykes is the only one who might tell us the truth about what's going on in this town.
I know, Lois. Look, Lem, don't you have any idea where Mr. Sykes went?
Nope. All I know is he went south on Highway 319.
319?
Yep. That's highway just below here.
How long ago did he leave?
Oh, half hour, maybe 45 minutes ago.
Thanks very much. Come on, Lois.
Okay. But where to now, Clark? You think we ought to go...
I'm going after Mr. Sykes.
You're going after him? How?
Well, don't worry. I'll find transportation. Alice...
But you don't even know where he is.
I know enough. Now, please, let's stop wasting time. After all, you admit our best chance to solve this whole mystery is to get hold of Mr. Sykes, don't you?
Well, certainly. But I've got a hunch. He left so he wouldn't have to answer any questions. After somebody convinced him, it would mean his life.
All right, I go along with you on that. But I've got to find him, so I want you to promise to sit tight in the hotel until I get back.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Clark. I think I'd like to look over this veterans' farm project.
Nothing doing. You've got to stay right here till I get back.
But you said yourself you were sure the threats against us and everything else had something to do with the trouble between the veterans and the natives.
I know, but you can't risk getting into any more trouble.
I won't get into trouble. I'm just going
Please,
to
Please, Lois, do as I ask. Just this once. Now, I assure you it's the safest and safest thing to do.
But, Clark, after all, I'm not
Lois,
a child.
Please.
Well,
every second counts if I'm to catch up with Mr. Sykes.
Oh, well. All right, Clark.
You promise to sit tight and do nothing till I get back?
Yes, I promise.
Good, thanks. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Now, where can I change clothes? Oh, that empty granary across the street. I hate to leave Lois even for a few minutes, but I think she'll be safe in broad daylight, and I can only catch up with Abner Sykes
as Superman.
Stepping into the deserted granary, Clark Kent swiftly strips down to the blue costume and red cape of Superman. Then, up, up, and away! Leaping out and high into the sky, Superman rockets away above Highway 319 in pursuit of the old telegrapher, Abner Sykes. We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode, so stand by!
Say, gang, have you ever noticed how much Judy and Corky from Gasoline Alley look alike? Of course, Judy's blonde and Corky's got dark hair, but they both have the same sort of button nose, and they're both mighty nice-looking kids. Yes, that's how clear and sharp the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters are on those comic buttons in the new series that you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. That's one reason it's such an exciting hobby to collect them and to wear your collection pinned on your jacket or your dresser cap. And you'll also get a kick out of trading duplicates with your pals and checking up to see if you've collected more different comic strip characters than they have. So get busy, gang. Ask Mom to get you some more Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box top. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere, but there's one inside every package of Kellogg's Pep. That's the mighty good eating, too, you're going to find, too. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal, you know. It's loaded with catchy, sunny, toasted flavor. Crisp and fresh as can be. So doggone delicious that, well, your spoon just naturally keeps digging in again and again for more. So tell Mom that you want Pep for breakfast every day. And get your prizes from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Returning to the Preville Hotel alone, Lois Lane is approached by a husky, sunburned young man who has apparently been waiting there for her.
Are you Miss Lois Lane?
Yes.
I'm Jerry Barton. I'm one of the fellows of the Veterans Homestead Farm Project
near
here.
Oh, yes, Mr. Barton. Mr. Kent told me about meeting you.
Uh-huh. Well, look, do you know where he is now?
Why, no, I don't.
But the hotel manager said you'd gone out with him early this morning.
Yes, I did, but he just left to look for someone we want to talk with.
Oh, I see. Any idea how soon he'll be back?
No, Mr. Barton, I haven't. Why?
Well, it's kind of important that I see him right away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you tell me about it? I'm a reporter for the Daily Planet, too, you know.
Yes, I know, but... Well, maybe you'll do as well as Mr. Kent on this.
Oh, good. What is it?
Well, look, you and Mr. Kent want to know what's going on around Freeville, don't you? Why we vets are in trouble with Fred Leonard and Uncle Ed Clayton and their gang.
Why, yes.
Well, I was just tipped off to something that's scheduled for this morning. And if you'll go there with me, it'll answer a lot of your questions.
What do you mean? What's scheduled for this morning?
Well, I haven't got time to explain, but you'll see when we get there. We've got to hurry if we're going to get there on
time.
Well,
now, wait a minute. Can't you tell me more about this, whatever it is?
No, not now. There isn't time. But I'm sure you wouldn't want to miss this, Miss Lane. It'll tell you just about everything you want to know.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Barton.
Why? You're here to get a story, aren't you?
Yes, certainly, but I promise...
Well, this is a story, a real humdinger of a
yes,
story.
Yes, but I promised Clark Kent that I'd wait
This
until...
story won't wait, Miss Lane. If you want it, you've got to come with me now.
Okay. I'll go with you.
That's the way to talk, Miss Lane. I've got my car outside. Come on.
Deciding to disregard Clark Kent's warning and to break her promise not to leave the hotel for any reason until he returns, Lois Lane walks out and rides away with Jerry Barton. What, if any, is the story Jerry Barton says he has for Lois? And what of Superman rocketing farther and farther away from Preville on the trail of Abner Sykes, unaware that Lois has left the hotel with Jerry Barton? Is the girl reporter stepping into another trap? Tomorrow's episode is one of the most exciting in this series, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, you can save Mom a lot of work and give yourself a load of fun with Kellogg's Variety at Breakfast. Sure, just open up one of those individual boxes of your favorite Kellogg cereal, pour on milk, and eat right out of the box. That's the Kel Bowl Pack. It saves washing dishes, and it's more fun than a picnic. You know, Kellogg's Variety is the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 one-serving packages of favorites like Kellogg's Pep and Rice Krispies and Corn Flakes. Just be sure that Mom gets Kellogg's. Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.